Good morning. So the question today is, do you want to live forever? This comedian Stephen Wright joked about it and said, I intend to live forever, so far so good. And the other comedian Groucho Marx said, I intend to live forever or die trying. But how about you? How long do you wish to live here on earth? Are you shooting for 100? Well, how about 300? Or 500? How about even more than that? Well, there's this group of scientists that think they might have had a breakthrough. The scientists in a lab at the University of Southern California have developed a strain of yeast that can live 10 weeks or more. Now, 10 weeks doesn't sound like much, but the maximum used to be 1 week. And now it's 10 weeks, and they're very excited about, you know, the prospect of applying that technology to human life and extending the lifespans of people. The leader of this group, in fact, says that extending the lives of humans to an incredible 800 years is not only possible, it's inevitable, according to him. Now that's a lot of fruits and veggies, huh? Humans do spend a lot of time and money attempting to live longer on this earth. Certainly, there's nothing wrong with eating healthy meals, getting plenty of exercise and consistent rest. These are the proven ways to take care of the temple that God has given us. People like looking younger, too. They go to their plastic surgeon, get some of their nose taken off or their face stretched again. Little lift here, little lipo there. They use lotions and creams for their age spots. I'm a little off here. They color their hair. If they've lost their hair, they replace it. They use a lot of lotions and creams for their age spots and their wrinkles. This is nothing new. 500 years ago, the Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon was apparently looking for the Fountain of Youth. And he had to settle, though, for finding Florida, which ironically now is loaded with retired folks. But even before that, the ancient Egyptians mummified their leaders in an attempt to preserve the body for the afterlife. So the question is, should we make it a goal to live long on this earth? Well, the author George Bernard Shaw wrote, do not try to live forever. You will not succeed. The prophet Ezekiel put it even more strongly. He said, the soul who sins shall die. It's true, we are not long for this world. The question is, should we try to live a long time on this earth anyway? Well, to help answer that, back in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve rebelled against God, the Lord, in His mercy, put them out of the garden because, in His words, lest He, man, put out His hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. You see, God did not desire that we live forever on this earth in our sins. His plan is that we live forever with Him in heaven. But we can't go to heaven for free, not as long as we have the weight of sin over us. Jesus paid our admission fee with His own blood on the cross. And there's a connection between this event and our own baptism. We were born in our trespasses and sins. And then we are brought back to life spiritually at our baptism. The whole process of baptism presents a happy paradox for us Christians. Let's check it out. The Apostle Paul wrote, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Jesus' death on the cross actually was applied to us, credited to our account when we were baptized. In other words, we've already died and we've already been buried with him. It happened at our baptism. Therefore, and here's the happy paradox, when we die on this earth, it's really not a death at all. Leaving this earth is merely a gateway to life in heaven. We've already died once. And through the merits of Christ, we're not going to die again. We don't have to die again. The Catechism talks about the power of baptism. And there is real power here. The miraculous result of your baptism is that it transports you through death. You come out on the other side without really dying at all. I know that sounds impossible. It might even sound absurd to say that we really don't die when we die. But that's what a paradox is. Hearing something that doesn't sound quite right. But what's really cool about this happy paradox is that it's true. And we know it's true. We really don't die when we die. So why are we afraid of leaving this earth? I suppose a lot of that's natural, but probably because God blesses us so much right here. There's plenty to be thankful for, plenty to be happy about, but we shouldn't scratch and claw to stay here. This is not our permanent home. Heaven is our home and is waiting for us. And even though God makes it comfortable for us here, He certainly doesn't want us to get attached to this world. One of the greatest blessings of living here on this earth is that sure hope that we have of eternal life in heaven. It's not an empty hope. It's a sure hope. It's a joyful hope. It's built on the merits of Christ. From the cross to the open tomb, transferred to us on the day of our baptism. On that day, we were born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God which lives and abides forever. Are humans eventually going to live to be 800 years on this earth again? Well, I kind of doubt it. Most experts in the field of population study believe that life expectancies might actually start to diminish now, starting with your generation or perhaps your children's generation. Drive-through food and soda do take a toll, you know. But my advice is that you just be happy with the time that God has given you here. Seek ways to serve Him and do His holy will with joy, and live that new man every day. And finally, never forget the reality of that happy paradox, knowing that leaving this earth is not really death. It's a new beginning. We really don't die when we die. And there's a hymn that puts it very clearly for us, and that's on the screen. Let's sing it together.